Stop what you're doing, because you're now tuned in to the hottest sports show on the planet.
You know who it is.
The Smith Express Sports Show, hosted by yours truly, Christopher C. Smith.
Yo, 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 what's poppin', what's poppin'? It's your boy Smith. We here live on the Smith Express Sports Show. You feel me? Got the co-host, the legendary Frost P. What's poppin', my dude? We got a special guest today. You feel me?
We here. Happy top of the new year to everybody. You know, I'm in here with the boy C. Smith. You already know what we do. We've been rocking for many years, man. So we rocking out for the new year, starting new year off right. We got a special guest in here, you know, U of I's alumni. We got Tim Griffin Jr. in the building with us tonight. You know, shout out to TJ. What's going on, TJ? Talk to the world.
What's good, TJ?
What's going on, y'all? Pleasure to be here.
That's dope.
Man, this is big. This is big. So we're bringing talent to y'all, you know, and let him speak on his journey and stuff. Of course, shout out to U of I. Shout out to Kim Possible, you know, TJ, you know, as his mom, Dukes, man. She been knowing us since we was kids, and the work that she done with his young brother to get him to where he is today, along with all his family, friends, and support, is amazing. You know, so I'm just glad to share light on this. C. Smith, we appreciate you for giving us this opportunity to do that, too. Talk to us.
No problem. So, TJ, hey, let me ask you this question. What got you into the whole sports field?
It's definitely my mama, for sure. She had me from a youngin' just doing anything and everything just to stay active. And you know, I'm pretty well built. I have been since I was a kid, so it was kind of easy getting into sports, playing all different types of things, from baseball to soccer to football to basketball. Just it was something that she always instilled in me, and that's just carried on till now.
Absolutely. I can attest to that. Like seeing TJ pictures when he was young, like we used to talk about it, like this boy going to be in sports doing something big one day. So we've seen that. So it's funny now that as an older man, you're speaking on that. That's crazy. So that's insane to see the growth. Yes. So I got a question for you. So in today's times, you know, for the youth, like me, myself, I grew up in Chicago. I see some of the craziness that's going on out there with the youth. And I watched some documentaries on it, and it's very difficult for teenagers and college kids to really prosper out there when they're coming from environments like that, especially underprivileged communities. So just speaking to underprivileged communities right now, for me, I would say, young brothers and young sisters, keep your heads up. We know it's tough out there for y'all, but like, TJ, what do you think the most essential thing is amid these times as a youth? Like, what information or what knowledge would you give to them to let them know it's going to be okay?
You gotta find something that's bigger than you and have that be your reason why. So we all gonna go through things, and a lot of people gonna have, you know, their own challenges and struggles from just their family situation, their situation, the environment they're growing up in. But if you got somebody that you willing to work for in those moments of adversity when things are looking like it ain't no way out, like that's how you gonna be able to make it happen. For me, it's like I've been having my mama. That's all I have for a long time. So she been at the forefront of why I do a lot of things I do, why I work so hard, where I get my work ethic from. But it was bigger than me. In the moments when I was tired, I would just think about, okay, like I got to get my mom's out of this. Like, or when I don't want to do it, it's like, well, my mom already drove me here. Like, and she's spending time on her day. You know, opportunities that she was able to provide for me that most people don't get. So when you got somebody like that, a community around you, you know, people you can do it for, just make sure you keep that on the front of your mind. Like, that's how you're going to stay motivated and get the job done.
Wow.
That's dope. Big. On me, that's definitely dope. Hey, I got a quick question, too. So, hey, back on the basketball field, who did you watch growing up? And, like, Who inspired you? Like, was there a specific NBA player or person around you at that time that made you want to pick up a basketball and go?
Oh, yeah, for sure. D-Rose. Come on now.
Hey.
D-Rose, Chicago's finest.
Chicago's finest. Like, that's like earliest basketball. Other than Michael Jordan, who my mama, you know, see Michael Jordan fanatic. Like, but
you already know.
Yeah, hometown kid, like, just, he did it through all odds. So seeing him was like, okay, like, that's what I'm trying to be like. And I played basketball. That was my main sport my whole life. until I ended up switching over. So D Rose for sure.
That's what's up. And okay, so you know, seeing these mindsets, right? Now, I assess the mindsets. Me, personally, you know, I was a Jordan fanatic. I've seen a lot of these brothers transition through Kobe, you know. Walter Payton, you know, I'm a fan of Tom Brady. So, seeing these greats, what do you think their mindsets are like? And if you can draw similarities between these legends, which is, and yourself, like, what do you think you have in common in terms of mindsets with these brothers?
It was something I had seen the other day. It was, like, always remembering that somebody else is out there working. Like, if you get complacent, like, no, none of the greats sat back while they was playing and was like, okay, I did it all. I'm good. I ain't got to go work out at 6 a.m., 5 a.m. to, you know, keep going because I've been there. It's like, no, like, I don't care if I just got done with a championship. Like, we back in the gym tomorrow. Like, let's get to work. So when you're able to keep that mindset of, like, somebody's always chasing you and you always chasing somebody, it's kind of how you can stay on top of your game because, like, not getting complacent is really the key. And you see that in a lot of greats. Like, they were always willing to continue to work even after they've done great things. And, like, Kobe said it while they was up 2-0. Like, job's not finished. Like,
indeed.
They can win the championship. Like, okay, how can I be better? Like, how can I go get it again? Because other people gonna taste that little bit of victory and sit back and enjoy it. I want to sit back and enjoy it when it's all said and done.
That's dope.
Yes, indeed.
That's dope.
Hey, work ethic gonna set you apart.
No doubt. Hey, TJ, I got another question for you. You feel me? Seeing that you put D Rose as a big inspiration and seeing the style of basketball that he played from then to now, the game has changed a lot. What's your take on it, on how the NBA is now? Because back then, teams wasn't scoring 150 points a game with no overtime. You feel me?
Defense is a lot different.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I feel like defense is taking a hit on the game. Like, guys like Kobe, I think it was Tony Allen, like, just dogs on the defensive end. Like, that, who they enjoy scoring, but, like, they really enjoy getting to play defense. I don't think a lot of teams do that now. It's a lot more spacing, not utilizing the big as they used to, you know. My mom has talked a lot about basketball, so, and now that I'm done playing, it's crazy. I understand it in a whole different light. But the game has definitely changed. You know, everybody want to shoot threes from point guards to big. So it's definitely changed. But I think in all sports, it's going to be evolution. So it's just now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because I remember watching sometimes most games be 85 83 points. So now you see 90, somebody hit 90. That was a big day. Now it's like 120, 130. I'm like, wow, what is going on? It's over under. It's crazy. You know what I mean? So,
yeah,
man, it's different. But like you said, I think it's evolving a lot too. You know what I mean? And games are becoming more exciting offensively. But shout out to those still locking it down on the D. Y'all boys do y'all thing on the D. You dig? So, okay. So, reflecting on your life's journey, what do you think it took to get there?
Early mornings and late nights, but also just staying dedicated to what I want, and I think understanding what I want. So your life gonna change, obviously. Like I wanted to play ball, I wanted to play basketball, and I ended up playing football. So, but I knew I wanted to be a professional athlete. Like, and I'm still working to get there. Now I'm a collegiate athlete, but when you have an idea and a goal that you, like, you really want, like, you willing to do whatever it takes to get there. So I think understanding what I wanted from a young age, like, I couldn't see myself sitting in the cubicle, clocking in the morning, clocking out at night, like. I see myself doing big things, inspiring people. I want to inspire generations of kids. Like, since I was a kid, like, I've always wanted to be the person people look up to. So I still got a lot more work to do, but I feel like I'm taking good steps, and I have been, and I want to continue to do that. So
that's
absolutely
dope.
Yep. Like, it's just crazy hearing them say these things. Like, if you can reflect on that moment sometimes when you close your eyes and you think, like, when you got your scholarship or when you completed those goals, like, what did you feel? Did you feel accomplished? Did you feel, like, overwhelmed? Did you cry tears of joy? Like, share that with us so we can understand what that's like, too, because I know everybody's experience is different once they attain those things.
Yeah, so when it came to the whole scholarship, that whole story just crazy because it all came in, like, a real fast manner. Like, it was my senior year, didn't have no real offers. Like, I started taking it for real. Then I ended up getting offered by Illinois Full Ride after my season. So, and then, like, we hop on the call. They telling me, like, yeah, like, you're worth $250,000 because that's how much the scholarship worth for everything being paid.
Wow.
Like, I'm sitting there with my mom, my brother, and my little sister. Like, we ain't never heard or touched that amount of money in my life.
Wow.
So it's like my mama crying, my brothers is speechless, and I'm just like, I can't do nothing but smile because, like, God is good, you know? So
indeed.
It's just like you get flooded with all these emotions and you feel great because it's like everything I've done has paid off, you know? And it's like, in that type of moment, that's when you can be excited and content and, like, really just embrace everything that you've done and just enjoy it for that moment. And then later on, you can get back to that mindset of, okay, I got to, you know, people still chase me. It's other people now. I got a new level of competition. I got better goals to set for myself. But in those moments, you got to take those victories and be happy with everything that you have going for you.
Man, that's a huge victory. Like, you know, I did that. I can relate my experience from, like, the hip-hop situation when I first first time I got something on the radio. I was like, wow. Hey, I grew up listening to the Greats in Chicago and listening to Pox and Diggs and all these dudes on the radio. I'm like, one day they're going to be listening to me. And then you riding somewhere and your song pop on and you're like, wow, this is me. This is me bumping through these speakers. It's like, man, I felt so good. It's like you finally obtained that goal that you had set in your mind, or that small dream, because there's a series of dreams for most people. We don't, you know, dreamers never stop dreaming. It's just one dream after another and another and another, because through those dreams is how we attain those goals. So once we reach them, it's a profound feeling. Like, you know, I can't even explain it in words sometimes, but like you said, just overwhelmed with joy. I must have turned that radio up so loud when I was riding down Lake Street in the city. It was just crazy. One of the best moments I've experienced in my life, so I can relate.
Yeah,
that's
you, Chris.
That's dope. What's it called? Well, one of my biggest moments probably was just recently when I see that I hit number one on a music interview on a podcast. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
beating out No Jumper. It was dope. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like to actually have
that's
proof
big.
And be able to order the plaque. You feel me? Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, this shit real. You feel me? That and the book shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, on the Bars of Hope book, because we was in San Antonio, and I wasn't even paying attention. We was headed to a show, and my guy just like bumped me and was like, "Yo, dog, you know you just hit number three on the Amazon charts." I'm like, "All right, whatever," because you know what I'm saying, it was Black History and all that other stuff. And then, you know what I'm saying, I'm so focused on the show, it ain't really, you know what I'm saying, resonate with me. And then while I'm on stage, I'm like, damn, it just hit me like, damn, I'm hitting number three type shit, you feel me? So, like, just for others to see that, what I be seeing, I think it's dope. It's definitely a blessing, you know what I'm saying, all due to God, you feel me?
Absolutely. So, congratulations to both of y'all, man.
Good
like,
looking,
stuff
y'all.
That we've attained.
Appreciate it.
Keep working. Never stop dreaming. So Big Mon, you know, we got MLK birthday. Big up to Martin Luther King, you know, because I feel like somebody just stepped up and put their life on the line so that we can live better. And through him being a great person, like, it made this country better in so many ways. So I just want everybody to reflect on how real that is, you know. And that's big. So shout out to him this month. So many big things getting ready to go on. So what's your next big goal, TJ? What you got planned?
Play ball, like.
You have 1 minute left.
My third year, I'm going on my third year eligibility. I ain't been able to touch the field yet. Redshirt the freshman year, and I ain't played this last year. I got a little foot injury, so it's like my mind is set on doing everything I need to do to be the best me, being dedicated to all of my goals, like, that I set for myself to achieve my big one. Because once you do all the little things, that's how you get to that big one. Like, but you got to stay consistent, and that's what I'm doing. So my goal is to get on the field.
Absolutely. So, you know, make sure you leave your tags. We appreciate you sharing. I'm pretty sure part two you and Chris can wrap up with. Make sure you shout the team out, let everybody know how y'all coming to U of I. And we got to get you and Jay Young. That's my sonny boy, Jeremiah the Great. He coming. Like, I know when y'all link up, y'all going to do big things in the world. TJ, I'm proud of you, man. You keep doing your thing. We got to get more podcasts, so we'll be looking for one in spring, possibly, when you, you know, get your breaks and stuff. So, love you, man. Keep
Thank
up to the work.
Thank you for
using
Securus. Goodbye.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
No problem. You know what I'm saying? We gonna keep the ball rolling, but you know what I'm saying? Hey, partner, I'm definitely proud of you, G. For real. You definitely making a big impact, and it's very noticeable. You feel me? For sure. Hey, you know what I'm saying? As soon as we hang up and shit, I want you to send the information and shit, because I got the Smith Express Sports Magazine coming. You know what I'm saying? I definitely got you on the cover and shit. You feel me?
Got you. Yeah. What information you want?
I'm finna text everything to you in the email. You know what I'm saying? Like, just the bio type shit, you know what I'm saying? A picture and a couple of pictures, so that way I could put you on the cover and shit. You feel me? For sure. Hey, look, so look, hey, one last question, you know what I'm saying? In the next 5 years, where you see yourself?
The next 5 years is crazy, because I wrote out the next 10 years, but...
Oh, yeah, hey, talk your shit, y'all.
Yeah, for sure. The next 5 years, I'll be 25. By that time, I'm planning on being in the league. Hopefully I got my wife by then, you know, but I really want to do, I want to run my own nonprofit. I'm getting a major in, organizational community leadership. So a goal is to start getting my nonprofit running. Still trying to figure out exactly who I want to be targeted towards, but I know I want to help people. I care too much and too many people need help and they're not getting it. So I want to make sure that's a big priority of mine. Like, the league is great. I want to play ball. I love ball. But that platform that I'm going to be able to have and be exposed to and how many more lives I'll be able to change is going to be phenomenal. So, like I said, like, having that why is really going to propel me forward so I can get to where I want to be, because it's not all for me, you know, like, and the glory goes all to God, of course. But I just want to make sure I'm able to make an impact on people's lives. So that's where I see myself in the next 5 years, just working on building up my family, building up myself, making a name for myself, and, creating a platform in the area that I can help others.
And that's definitely dope, my dude. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna hold you too long, you feel me? But it's definitely an honor to have you on the show. You feel me? Shout out to your moms and shit.
Okay.
You feel
Most
me?
Deaf.
No doubt, yo. Hey, so you know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna shoot you the information and we gonna get the shit popping, all right?
Sound good.
All right, better though, yo.
All right, I'm gonna see.
All right. Yo, there you have it. Dope interview with U of I great TJ out there killing, doing his thing you already know. Shout out to the co-host, P, you know what I'm saying? Jack Frost, legendary Chicago rap artist. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We signing off on the dopest sports show out there, the Smith Express Sports Show. Let's get it. Till next time, you already know what it is. Yeah.